In this short video, we're going to look at upgrading the firmware to the ZP2 panel. Before powering up the panel, we locate jumper 4 and place the jumper across the two pins. We then place the USB into the front USB port with the files that we've prepared from an earlier video. We now close the door and power up the panel and follow the instructions. Continue, and the panel will find the firmware on the stick. We now press continue. The panel will now start its upgrade procedure. This can take some time between 3 and 7 minutes depending on the number of loops and size of panel. Once complete, we will get a success summary showing that all the various aspects have been upgraded. We now press continue. Our panel will instruct us that we need to reboot, but before doing so, we need to remove jumper 4. We open the door of the panel, locate jumper 4 as indicated, and remove the jumper from across the two pins. We can now press reboot. The panel will count down 5 seconds until the reboot commences. We have now successfully upgraded our ZP2 panel.